Welcome back. Another edition of the Tony the Podcast with so much to talk about, despite the fact that it was a rainy day from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Only 27 minutes of practice action, as I'm sure you have seen. So a lot to come over the next few days with rain still projected in the forecast, especially for Friday, it looks like. Maybe a little bit on Thursday. And the key to that is if Friday's a total wash. And I talked to a few drivers about it today, and you'll hear that coming up in this podcast. It's like, what do you do? So they've moved up some practice tomorrow, knowing that Tuesday was, for the most part, a complete washout, besides the 27 minutes that we got in from 9 to about 9:30-ish earlier this morning. But if Friday is a wash, you know, you have a two-hour practice on Saturday morning, which seems like a lot of time, but these cars, these drivers are going to want to go out with the boost and get out there, hustle it around without any traffic. They want to know what they have without a tow. I talked to a few drivers about, do you need that practice if Friday gets rained out? You know, what's that going to look like? And most of the drivers wanted that and wanted more time. Santino Ferrucci said, no, let's just go. Let's just throw it in the qualifying line and go. So you're going to hear from plenty of drivers from media sessions earlier today. Pacers back at it tonight, looking to win in New York. But opening day, all but a washout from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway as we gear up for the 108th Indianapolis 500. Thanks for listening to the Tony D Podcast. Powered by Flooring Is Forever. FlooringIsForever.com, 317-755-1246. Shout out to Chad, my buddy Chad Smith, listening today as I ran into him this morning at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Got a lot to discuss in such a small amount of time. And again, you know, it's going to be a slick racetrack this weekend because the projection, and of course, obviously this can change with the weather on Saturday and Sunday, is 80 and sunny, 85 and sunny. Cars are a little bit lighter. Could be windy, which means we may see a little bit of havoc, and it'll be interesting to see. I did get some clarification. I know there's been a lot of questions about, you know, different scenarios that could happen with Kyle Larson. There is a chance that we could see a special session. They did this, obviously, last year for Graham Rahal as he stepped into Steph Wilson's car after the accident. I believe Catherine Legg was a part of that special session as well, as she went to a backup car after that accident. I believe they've done a few others over the past couple of years. So there could be a special 10-20-minute session to where Tony Kanaan would shake down the car, get up to speed, if it is looking like Kyle Larson wouldn't start the Indianapolis 500. Now, here's a scenario that it would be. It would be race day Sunday, which obviously TK would already have had to been in that car. So I don't know if maybe they do it the day before, but you don't want to risk that. I don't know if they would allow them to pull out the backup car for TK to shake down, because that backup car might have already been turned over or had parts of it on the primary car or for the car for Detroit. But if it's, let's say it's raining 12, 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon for the Indianapolis 500, there's going to be a massive decision that needs to be made. So let's say it clears up, clear skies, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and drivers to your cars, let's fire them up, let's go race the Indianapolis 500 from 4 p.m. to 7:30. The decision would first have to be made by Kyle Larson. Is he going to stay? Because once that car pulls in and Kyle Larson removes himself from that cockpit, that car is retired. There are no relief drivers, too many types of safety issues, and that type of thing. So the decision would have to be made on whether or not Tony Kanaan would be put in that car to start the Indianapolis 500. Now, I say this, and I say this 11 days out from the Indy 5, or 12 days out from the Indy 500, where it is right now projected to rain, which we know in Indiana. We know in Indiana can definitely change, but that's a scenario. You know, you talk about, you know, checking off every box and running yourself through every scenario. That's certainly a scenario that could happen. Kyle Larson ran a couple laps today. Pretty much, obviously, like I mentioned, a wash. Some drivers didn't even get out on the racetrack. They have moved practice up for Wednesday. That will start at 10 a.m. We'll hear from some more drivers. Let's first start by hearing from Graham Rahal, who, if you saw on Twitter, has an awesome looking United Rentals suit. It is blue with the orange like construction worker vest to put on. We talked about how that helps the marketing efforts, and then what this weekend will look like if Friday is a wash. Here is Graham Rahal.
Let's talk about your suit. I know it's been discussed. It's very orange. I love it. It's great for United Rentals.
Yeah, I mean,
how did this come about? Obviously, the Steak and Shake one, but.
Yeah, that was really it. It was just we all had dinner. I think, you know, it doesn't matter, but December, January, or whatever it was, and we said, hey, we should do something fun because United Rentals only in the car a couple races this year. And, you know, the success that we had with the uniform, the apron uniform, I thought, you know, let's try something different. But then between Delaney and everybody else, it just... Kim and that, here I am.
At the dinner.
Here I am. So next thing you know, a couple cocktails later, yeah, I've got this. Yeah. I got this on. But I think it's already done its purpose. You know, if you look at how viral the suit went yesterday for us on the metrics are huge, for United Rentals are huge, and that's what we're trying to do. So for us, it's a pretty unique thing, and you'll see the guys wearing, you know, these crew shirts all month long as well. If they'll take their jackets off and aren't too embarrassed to do so. But I think it's a statement, but it's also something fun for us with a sponsor that's unique and something that we can do.
A year ago, it was obviously this week was spent getting up to speed, finding that qualifying speed. With the rain this week, what it's going to look like, what's your approach as far as balancing your qualifying setup compared to your race setup?
Well, I mean, we were going to start today in race trim. We'll start tomorrow in race trim. And then Thursday, you're going to have to go to qualifying because Friday may not happen by the looks of it. Obviously, you're going to go to Saturday. They're going to up the boost on stuff anyway. So it's not going to be an ideal scenario. But you know, I feel like we'll be all right, you know. The biggest question mark will come Thursday just to see where we are speed-wise as compared to everybody else.
If Friday does look like a wash... Is there any conversation with IndyCar to have maybe a longer practice session Saturday morning?
I've not heard one, but they need to do something because, I mean, first off, you got to get the engines tuned in. You got to make sure you got all the right gearing and everything else. They need to do something. I mean, you can't just
throw you out there.
Yeah, I mean, you got to change chassis setup a little bit because of the extra speed and stuff like that. But I've not heard of any talk, at least at this stage.
Speaking of Graham Rahal, I caught up with Scott McLaughlin. We discussed his love for the New York Knicks, why he's a New York Knicks fan, and I asked the Pennzoil number 3 driver for Team Penske to pick me a group of 5 drivers that would make the best starting 5 when it comes to a basketball squad.
The Knicks I've followed since I was like 3 years old.
Where, really?
Yeah.
And your wife is from New York, correct?
Yes, okay. But the Rangers is what I followed them because of my wife.
How did you become a Knicks fan at 3 years old? That's one thing I've never known.
My mom and dad went to New York when I was a kid, and they brought me back a Knicks sweater. And the only sort of American sport that was on TV in New Zealand was basketball. So I love basketball. You know, had a hoop in the backyard, the whole deal. Just followed the Knicks. From Knicks, I had a Knicks jumper and have been a Knicks fan ever since. Then I married a girl from New York, so yeah.
So is it a lifelong dream to be on Side Talk?
Yeah. I mean, that'd be pretty crazy. I'd love to be on Brunson's podcast, to be honest.
What, if we had to take 5 drivers and put a basketball team together, who's the best 5 you think?
Graham Rahal, obviously, because he's tall.
You?
Yeah, me for sure.
Point guard, shooting guard.
I'm probably a shooting guard. And then you've got point guard. You probably have like a
Sato because he's small
maybe
and crafty.
Sato, but I don't really know how good his skills are. And then
what's center grab?
I think Colton. I think Colton point guard.
Okay.
Colton be point guard. Rossi needs to be in there just because of tallness.
Yeah.
And then probably Joseph with a bit of muscle.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
We've kind of been talking about it this week. The weather is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
We know that. Friday could possibly be a wash, which means you guys may not get the boost until Saturday morning. Obviously, that would be a very hectic session because you don't want to go out there and run with other traffic. What's the approach this week, not knowing the unknown?
At the end of the day, it's the same for everyone. So it's just you just got to take every bit of track time you have and be on top of things as much as you can, and that comes from preparation, and I feel like we've prepared really well. I think it's been months and months of preparation, at least from my side as well, just to be ready for this. The weather, I feel really good each time I jump in the car. This morning, even like this 10 laps, I was like, it was probably the best first run I've had ever. So I feel really good, and hopefully we'll be okay.
There's a history of drivers going out first. I think you were first out today. Has that been brought up? Has it just happened off circumstances?
Is it bad history?
No, I don't think it's bad. No.
I don't know. I always want to go out first, and this is my chance. So I said, let's go. I think it took me 2 laps to get flat.
Do you feel like you guys have a better package this year than last year?
I don't know. Maybe. It's hard to say because everyone's playing their cards pretty close to their chests. I think we won't know till Saturday, really. I think our race package is always good, but we need to be better at qualifying.
Joseph won here from 18th last year. What's a realistic top 20 you can win from? What's realistic where you can win from here?
You can win from anywhere, but I want to be in the fast 12. I've never been in it. I'm really focused on the qualifying, just to be in the fast 12 and be able to qualify on Sunday.
Are the nerves qualifying here similar to Bathurst, you think, or not?
So there you go. Not his fault. He's a Knicks fan. We'll let it go. Still like Scott McLaughlin. And we'll see what he can do in this year's Indianapolis 500, an average finish of just 21st in his last three runnings of the Indianapolis 500. Sticking with the Team Penske conversation, I had a chance to catch up today with Will Power to discuss what this looks like and how you balance the week between qualifying setup and race trim.
Man, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
A lot of rain this week. You're a veteran here, obviously. What's your approach as far as balancing qualifying and race trim, knowing that there's a chance Friday we might not run at all, and then you may not get feel the boost until Saturday morning. So how do you you balance this week as far as looking ahead? Which you obviously can't predict the weather.
It's actually, because I change engines early at Barber, I have to conserve miles. So we're lucky for our car that it rained out today, because that puts us in a better spot immediately. That's a tough one. Like, if you don't get to run your quali sort of setup and downforce and boost to go straight out on Friday, it's certainly not as hard for us as it would be for other teams, I think, but because we sort of feel like we're in a pretty good window. But it came, that's Indianapolis, you got to. That's a super speedway going straight out in quali trim. That's a sort of risk versus reward, how much downforce you want to run.
Yeah, and with that downforce, a little bit lighter car, it could be a slicker track, like 85 and sunny coming up on Saturday. You can win this from in the top 20, I would say. Obviously, Joseph won at 18th. Everybody wants to qualify in the pole, right? But what's a safe place you can win from? Is it top 15?
You can win, top 20. You can definitely, it makes it hard. Obviously, strategy you can get lucky with that sort of thing, but ultimately to come through the field, once you're back past 15th, it probably starts to get a little harder if it's a straightforward race. It'd be nice for us to, just for our own sake, as much work as we've put in, to fight for a pole. It would be really nice.
And so if Friday does get rained out, that morning practice on Saturday, how difficult is that going to be? Because everybody's going to want track time, but everybody's going to want track time out there by themselves.
It makes it very difficult. One is getting a clear lap. Two is it's cold. Yeah. So everything feels awesome. So it's very difficult to pick your trim level.
You think there'll be like a false sense of what some guys have, knowing that, hey, we were good in the morning, let's try it a little bit more, and then you get over the edge, and next thing you know, you're up in the wall.
I think you just got to take that all into consideration. You just know it's going to feel stuck. It's probably going to bottom a bit more. I don't know how you tackle that exactly. I think as we see the temperatures and the condition, and you'll think about it a bit more and understand what you might do.
First few years that you were here, there was an additional week of practice. Would you want to go back to that kind of format because of all the rain that's taking place this week? Would another week of practice, like how it was when you first got here, be better off for you? Graham seemed to support that idea.
I think that we've had this car for so long, but it's not that bad. I think everyone would be pretty set on you know, out of the box setup would be pretty strong. But yeah, you always want more time. I mean, you kind of go in circles at some point. There's only so many setups you can try and always end up sort of back where you were. And then the condition changes a bit. I mean, we get more time here than we do for any other, like all the races combined. So, you know, I think it's nicely compressed right now. You know, I think it's good that we have a Grand Prix, you know, the weekend before qualifying. Yeah, it's, you know, if we get a new car, yeah, maybe you think about that, where there's a lot more stuff to consider. But right now, I mean, it's the same sort of setup since 2012. So if you haven't got a setup now, I'm being so compressed now. Everyone's sort of like a lot of cross-pollination with people, even teams come back. I mean, everyone's got everyone's setups now. Yeah.
I want to ask this because I don't know if I'll see you before Monday. How important is next Monday's practice? I know it's. I know we're looking ahead past qualifying, but it seems. I know car bay is important too, but that Monday seems like the most race trim. Like, how important is that Monday practice?
That's. If I remember correctly, last year we didn't run much, and neither did anyone else. I think at that point you're pretty set on your race setups, but. With the rain and all that, yeah, it might become a very, very important day where people run a lot, you know, try a lot of stuff they can't try this week. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, sir.
Needless to say, I think when the days of the sun are out this week and there's no threat for rain, it's going to be incredibly busy. I think these drivers already feel a little bit behind heading into this week. Because of the washout that was the second day of the Indianapolis 500 test back in April and only about an hour or so of running. So here we are, which should have been day three if you add the testing in, and we've only seen maybe an hour tops of practice time on the oval at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And we'll hear from Tom Blomqvist here just on his experience and how he hasn't ran a lap on the oval at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway quite yet. So let's catch up with the rookie for Meyer Shank Racing here, Tom Blomqvist.
What's up, man? So there's a lot of this week that you know what you don't know, right? You don't know what you know. With the weather the way it is, track time utmost importance to you. How do you balance that track time between making sure that your car is up to speed qualifying wise, but also getting as much experience and race trim out in the crowd as you can?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm glad I managed to get out for a few laps, you know, before that rain came in, because to this date, I actually haven't done any like traffic running.
Yeah.
So you know, that's kind of the priority for us as a car unit. These few days, you know, we'll try and schedule a couple of quali, you know, simulations, let's say, as well. But the priority is race running, because, you know, things change. Like, on your own, it's one thing, right? Like, everything's relatively constant. It's trying to, yeah. I need to get all my references, you know, correct for you know, when to drop back in and you know, get the feeling of the car when you're in that tow. So all that stuff is what, you know, is kind of my priority as well, because it's so different.
A lot of times rookies will, you know, the advice they get is to trust your ass. Have you been able to do that yet, or?
Yeah. I mean, you know, got a couple of runs in April. And obviously I got, you know, one very, very experienced teammate.
Yeah.
And Felix, who's obviously been really competitive here the last few years as well. So, yeah, I mean, I've definitely had my fair share of good, solid advice. And one thing that, you know, is very different is, you know, if it doesn't feel right, come in. And that's like, that's the norm, right? It's, you know, and obviously on the road courses, street courses, you tend to try and drive around problems. On these sorts of tracks, you cannot do that. It normally ends in disaster. So, yeah, being okay with that and just, you know, pulling the thing into the lane, like, it's totally fine, and working on it from there. So I've got a lot of good advice from the guys, and I got a, you know, obviously we're sharing with also the Andretti group, right? So there's a lot of data and video and everything for me to look at to make my life as easy as possible.
How do you balance that information as far as you've got a lot of experience, people around you telling you things, but also taking that and making it your own, right?
Because every driver's different. I mean, everyone else is going to try and chip in and give their advice, right? So you got to filter it out, what's useful to you. But yeah, I've got a good group of people around me, I guess, to help on that side of things. you know, so far it's been okay. But yeah, I just need to get the laps, you know, I need to get out there. I'm not a fan of the rain, so yeah, it's definitely not making my life any easier, but yeah, it's the same for all the other rookies, right? So we've got to make the most of it.
Cool, thank you.
You went up through.
And speaking of Meyer Shank Racing, had a chance to catch up with Felix Rosenquist and Elio Castro Neves as well, continuing on the topic of balancing a rain-soaked week with making sure you're ready for the Indianapolis 500 qualifying coming up, but also getting some race trim running in too. Here's Felix and Elio Castro Neves.
Last year, we kind of look at the weekend. Friday could be a wash. Who knows when you're going to get that boost? Could be Saturday morning for the first time. How do you approach this week as far as balancing your race setup to what you're going to do in qualifying?
I mean, let's see here what the weather does. If we get limited running, maybe I have to go into quali stuff a bit earlier. I think the race car is at least in the window. Yep. We've managed to get small amounts of running, but actually pretty good running today and at the open test. So I'm not really worried about it. I think it's more like how quick is the car, you know, yeah, like how slippery is it? Do we need to attack that? Do we need to change our aero philosophy? Those are things we kind of learn as we go here, but yeah, so far it's just still very early.
The car's lighter, and we see like 84 and sunny on Saturday, 85 and sunny, so it's gonna be a hot track. Do you think it's gonna be a little more slipperier out there, and could we see maybe slower speeds but some guys really on edge? I mean, you're always on edge, but like, you know,
even more so.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing with the higher temp in quali is gonna be, first of all, you're not you're not used to it, and it always makes the car worse, right? But also it's going to be worse with the people starting early, so you want to get that low draw. But yeah, I mean, it's not super hot still. I think we had years where it's been hotter, so but yeah, having that late draw is going to be tough for sure.
Who does the draw for you on Friday night? Is that something you do, something with the team? Is it a sponsorship thing? I know it's different this year with the new team.
Last year my fiance did it, and I think I remember what she drew. It was pretty good, like ninth.
Well, so, you started on the front row, so
it worked out.
Do you like the qualifying format? As somebody who went through it last year, I mean, you got to make three attempts just to be on the front row. Do you like that? Do you think it should be different, or are you cool with how it is?
I'm pretty cool with whatever people enjoy the most. I think I think it was good. I think the fast nine was also good. I don't really have a preference, but I mean, it's cool if you're up there. That's the main thing.
I know last year we had the fastest pole speed in history. Do you think we'll flirt with that this weekend with the lighter cars?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't think the weight is as big here as it would be on a road course. So I think the weather is still going to probably play a bigger role. So if you have low temperatures, for sure. But I think with the same temperature, it's probably going to be marginal, maybe a little like tenth of a mile per hour, mile an hour.
Let's say Friday is a wash. Can you guys kind of project, determine what your speed is going to be based on? Let's say you run all day Thursday, say your top speed is 229. Can you project with the boost what that's going to look like? Is it where we're for sure we're going to get an extra 5 miles an hour? Can you guys project where you're probably going to be?
Yeah, we can do that in simulation, which I think is fairly accurate normally. At least if you have good running, so you can kind of feed the simulation real data. Yeah, we'll get a good idea probably where you want to be. Yeah.
Have you noticed any differences coming from the Chevy at McLaren to the Honda at Meyer Shank so far with limited running in the test and even now?
For sure, it's a different package. I think the engine is very similar. Like, I think the engine characteristics are more different, especially on street courses. And on the road course, it's more similar, and on the oval, it's even more similar. So I think it's all about, like, the differences you can probably not feel, because it's just, you know, if you have 1 horsepower or 2 horsepower, that's going to be huge, right? But you still can't feel that in the car. So I think, I mean, both manufacturers have been on it, and I hope, we visited Honda a couple of weeks ago, and it seems like they're really on it, and they're trying everything to squeeze out a few couple of kilowatts. We'll see soon.
Things have obviously changed since your first days here. We talk about the schedule. We talk about the rain we're going to see this week. Who knows what Friday is going to go like.
I'm already trying to lobby to make sure that we have more hours tomorrow.
So
it makes sense, right?
This is what I've asked so far, especially Friday. If that's a wash, are you looking for more time practice-wise Saturday with that boost? Because if everybody goes out for an all skate, it's going to be hard to get a couple laps in by yourself.
Yeah, I agree. I think they might do something, but Friday is the only one day to practice with that. I think the series needs to be prepared for those conditions. Like today, for example, I don't think we're going to go out there anymore. So I wish, you know, instead of starting at 12, we can gain 2 hours tomorrow that we can start prepping for the quali. Not tomorrow, but helps eliminate a lot. We have a lot of tires now that we can use, so we can go like every out with new tires. So let's see if the series is going to be able to be proactive on that or not.
Is it important to have that extra teammate now that it's a three-car team, right? That extra data, how much does that help?
Absolutely. But in the end of the day, nobody's running, you know? So when we start similar, and now we got to start changing a little bit. But we need to get going, because even in the open test with a similar situation, it's frustrating a little bit.
What's the biggest thing that's changed for you over the last 10, 15 years as a driver? Obviously, you got to come back with the competition level in this sport right now. Dixon and Power have talked about it, some of the best. You're still at the top of your game. What's that competition level like going into this year's 500?
If you're talking about between the first pole position to the 33rd guy, it's a couple of miles an hour, 3 mile an hour maybe. So it's ridiculous. We didn't ever have that. It should be 10 mile an hour.
Yeah.
So now it just showed that everyone is very bunched up, and point of a mile becomes a 2-3 position. So it's important. It shows that the level of the teams, the level of the drivers, cars very much the same. So when you have engineers switching places, mechanics switching places, they take a little bit of the secret from the other team, and that's why it becomes harder and harder.
We got a lot of drivers in today's session. Try to keep them for 2 to 4 minutes, you know, try to work things out. And shout out to IndyCar that allowed us to do that today in a very organized bullpen session. So Dave First, Alyssa did awesome jobs today helping us. Got to talk with, from Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing, Christian Lundgaard. He loves the Pacers, and he has friends over in Denmark, his home country, that he's got paying attention to the blue and gold.
Christian Lundgaard, who became a huge Pacer fan lately. You've been going to games, you've been getting behind this team. What do you like about this Pacer team and being inside a Gainbridge Fieldhouse?
Well, it's always a fun atmosphere, isn't it? It's fun to be there. It's a good thing to go do, but also, you know, we saw Tyrese come out here for the 500 last year, and you know, we're a community. We're in Indianapolis, and we all try to help each other. And you know, them being in the playoffs it brings attention from everybody. Everybody wants to follow, and even friends at home in Denmark are staying up in the middle of the night to watch their games. And obviously, the Sunday game last week was a lot easier for them because it was midday for us, so it helped on the time zone. But it's I follow it and I support them.
We look at some of the rain coming up this weekend. You know, you can't predict Friday. Is there a push to maybe get some more practice time on Saturday if Friday is a wash fuel that boost out?
I mean, I guess so. It's unfortunately it's not really up to us.
Yeah.
You know, in the end, we want to have as much track time as we can get, and we want to be on track at all times.
Yeah.
It certainly didn't help that even the open test was rained out. I think on the 45 by the Honda, we only ran 8 laps of the open test, and we've run 7 laps this morning. You know, it's not a lot of laps,
no.
But ideally it's the same for everybody. We had a big issue on the car at the open test, which prevented us from running, but in the end, you know, it's still not enough laps. But I feel comfortable with what I have. I feel like we are stronger than we've been the past 2 years, even with a limited amount of laps. So I'm pretty happy so far.
Cool. Thanks, buddy.
All right, that was a lot after a rainy first day of practice from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Thanks to Flooring is Forever. Hey, tomorrow night I'll be hosting Indianapolis 500 trivia from Tappers down in Fountain Square. You can sign up on Facebook and on Twitter if you want to come down. We got some awesome prizes for you. There's going to be some hard questions, but also some fairly easy questions as well. All right, let's get ready for this Pacer game. I think the Pacers get it done tonight in New York and bring it back home fast Friday night from Gainbridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis to close out the series. Should be a good one tonight. Looking forward to the Pacers How crazy is this with a big time chance to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, even though we know the NBA doesn't want them to. But we'll see how the officiating goes tonight. And hopefully Halliburton, Pascal Siakam can have a good game combined together. And that bench can just stay consistent with McEnergy, TJ McConnell coming off the bench. Thanks to all the drivers for joining me today on the Tony D Podcast. Looking forward to more to come tomorrow as we inch closer to the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500.